Government Accountability and Justice Amid Allegations of Fraud and Corruption. Randy Boisson-Nault and Steven Anderson under scrutiny, allegations of fraud and corruption in N95 mask procurement. July 20, 2024, recent developments have revealed serious allegations of fraud and corruption surrounding the procurement of N95 masks during the COVID-19 pandemic, implicating Randy Boisson-Nault and Steven Anderson. This scandal has raised significant concerns about racketeering, financial misconduct, and deliberate deception of the public and parliament. The allegations unveiled. Randy Boisson-Nault and Steven Anderson are at the center of a controversy concerning inflated pricing of N95 masks purchased by Alberta Health Services, AHS, and Health Canada. Reports indicate their involvement in questionable practices that resulted in taxpayers being burdened with excessive charges for essential supplies, undermining the integrity of public health procurement. These allegations suggest a systematic effort to exploit emergency procurement processes for personal gain, potentially costing taxpayers millions of dollars. Opposition demands accountability. Opposition members of Parliament Michael Barrett and Larry Brock have played pivotal roles in demanding accountability from Boisson-Nault and Anderson. They have tirelessly pressed for answers regarding the discrepancies and alleged misconduct surrounding these procurement deals. Their efforts underscore broader concerns about the transparency of public procurement processes, especially during times of crisis. Barrett and Brock have pointed out that the failure to ensure competitive pricing and adherence to procurement guidelines not only jeopardizes public trust, but also undermines the effectiveness of Canada's pandemic response efforts. Evasion and denial in Parliament. During his appearance before Parliament, Steven Anderson's responses to these allegations were marked by evasion and attempts to downplay Randy Boisson-Nault's involvement. Despite clear evidence, including multiple incriminating text messages implicating Boisson-Nault, Anderson's testimony was characterized by denial and obfuscation. This behavior has been met with strong criticism from members of both the opposition and the public, who view such actions as a blatant attempt to avoid accountability and obstruct justice. Urgent call for accountability. The alleged misconduct in this procurement scandal is not merely bureaucratic mishandling, it represents a fundamental breach of trust and ethical standards. The allegations of fraud and racketeering underscore a serious abuse of authority and a betrayal of the public trust during a critical health crisis. Canadians rightfully demand swift and thorough investigations into these allegations to ensure that those responsible are held accountable to the fullest extent of the law. Demand for transparent investigation. This scandal highlights the critical need for robust oversight and accountability mechanisms within public procurement processes. A comprehensive investigation into all financial transactions, receipts, and invoices related to these allegations is imperative to restore public confidence and ensure accountability. The investigation must encompass not only the actions of Boisson-Nault and Anderson, but also the procedures and oversight failures that allowed such misconduct to occur unchecked. For further details regarding Global Health Imports Corporation and its involvement in this matter, please refer to the following resources. Canada Business Registries. Federal Corporation Information. Parliamentary Records. Minister Randy Boisson-Nault's Ethics Under Fire. Allegations have surfaced implicating Minister Randy Boisson-Nault in business scandals, with accusations of ethical breaches and attempts to conceal pertinent documents. The unfolding revelations paint a disturbing picture of misconduct within Trudeau's government, raising questions about the ethical standards upheld by those in positions of authority. In conclusion, the Canadian public deserves transparency and accountability from its leaders. The ongoing investigations and disclosures must proceed with urgency to uncover the truth and ensure that justice is served. The integrity of our public institutions demands nothing less. As this story continues to develop, we urge all parties involved to cooperate fully with authorities and commit to restoring public trust through decisive action and adherence to the highest ethical standards.